question. Hello.
Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I help you?
Hello, Benita. This is Kyle. How you doing?
Hey, Kyle. How are you?
Doing well, love. I'm doing well.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, dear. Same to you. hey, I got an order number for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is 0785. D is in Dave, F is in Frank, A is in Adam, A is in Apple.
Jarbo?
Yes. This is actually just going to be a delivery. She got that Fisher Paco dishwasher, and it needs a outlet strategically placed. So this is a house she's renovating, so nobody lives there. She said she would get her electrician to put it in. So I just left the unit there, even though they didn't have me technically supposedly bringing a unit, but I did. They gave it to me at the warehouse this morning, and I spoke to Darlene at DOD, so I have the breeze code already.
Okay, bear with me. Y'all staying busy?
Yeah, when I was on the phone with DOD, the next available date for her to get that dishwasher installed was March 7th.
Whoa.
So we're pretty busy.
Okay, what is that breeze code, Kyle?
It is 281-092-529.
Got it.
Go ahead. You repeat it.
You said you spoke with Darlene.
Right.
281-092-529.
You got it.
Got it.
All right. So, Justin, just need my delivery charge, and you have a blessed day, ma'am.
You too. Be safe out there.
I will.
Talk to you later.
I'm done for the day. It's so freaking cold here.
What's the temperature?
This morning it was -1.
Woo. Where are you at?
I'm back in Detroit. I'm back in Michigan.
For how long?
I'm going to be here. I'm thinking, me and my wife is thinking about Texas or Arizona because I'm over the cold. I've been in the cold all my 54 years.
Well, Texas gets cold too.
Yeah, but not like this.
No, not like that, but it gets cold.
Yeah, it may get cold for a day or two, but then it's back up to 65, 70. I can live with that. That's a heat wave for us. But yeah, this 10 degrees. We haven't had too much snow this year, but it's been a lot of cold days this year.
We hadn't had too much cold down here.
Well, I know. That's why I'm trying to go. That's why I'm trying to come that way, because I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm hoping to get out of here at least within the next year. I gotta really think about it and try to figure this out.
Didn't y'all used to live in Georgia?
No, not me. I was in Chicago for like 7 years. But
That's about as bad as Michigan.
Yeah, it is. Anywhere up here, and then I went to college in Wisconsin. That's worse than Michigan. And
oh yeah, I know Wisconsin is because I have grandkids in Minnesota.
Oh yeah, and where I was at, I was in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is right on the Minnesota border.
Yeah, it's cold up there. I've been up there during the winter.
Oh yeah, well. You go in the summer and the spring from now on.
Well, I've been all times of the year up there, and it's not.
Where about they live in Minnesota? Are they in the cities or?
No, not in Andover.
Andover?
Mm-hmm. It's out in the country.
Okay. Yeah, Minnesota and Wisconsin, that's a whole different type of cold. It makes Michigan look like Tennessee or maybe Alabama or something when it's you know, it gets cold down there.
It's cold.
It's cold up there.
Yeah.
You go up to Superior or up.
Well, you
up,
know, Minnesota's not too far. I mean, too far from Canada.
Right. Duluth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. It gets ice cold up there. I know. I was up there for almost 4 years. It's a whole different ball game up there. But, all right, I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. You too, Kyle.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.